Welcome to the After Dark Halloween special series, The Haunting of Amelia Ang, brought to you by MediaCorp and Wattpad, and produced by Zag Studios, based on the Wattpad story written by Lindsay Clark.
Hello, Sammies! Welcome to episode 522. Oh dear, that's gonna get edited out. Oh my god, you guys. I'm gonna win the Pulitzer Prize for this, or whatever prize they give to podcasters. I don't know. Part of this still feels like a very surreal dream. I feel like any moment I'm gonna wake up and discover I imagined this whole fantastic scenario. It's honestly the most amazing thing that's ever happened to me. See, I promised a super special guest last week, and here she is! Amelia Ang herself! The girl at the center of the mystery that has consumed our lives over the past month. I assure you, this is no hoax. I have difficulty believing this myself. But almost immediately after recording my last interview, I received a very strange visit. One that almost gave me a heart attack. And now, here she is. The one, the only, Amelia Ang. Oh, I wish you could see her now. Sitting across from me, Amelia Ang seems like a regular teenage girl. She wears a torn green blouse and jeans. Slim, her wavy hair streaked with brown, cascading over her shoulders. Virtually identical to her yearbook picture, my only guide to her appearance till now. Her pale skin is covered with... Are those bruises?
Yes. For the past few months, I've been held as a prisoner against my will.
Where?
Mostly the Clemente Psychiatric Institute.
So Seb was right. Oh, there's so much we want to know about you, Amelia. Is it okay if we start at the very beginning?
I will tell you everything you want. My only wish is that you do one thing for me.
I'll do my best. Anything for this interview. Okay, the very last time anyone ever saw you was February 18th last year. It was after school and you went up for a photography club meeting with Wen Kwan.
You don't need to remind me. I will never forget that day.
You vanished after that meeting. What happened?
I was trying to escape.
Escape? From who?
Him.
I'm sorry. Who is... him?
My master. I wish I could explain him to you, but it would be futile. We are all slaves to his will.
And his will is manifested through numbers?
You see them too?
How long have you been seeing them?
Ever since I can remember. It terrified my parents. They've always been devout Christians, afraid of anything to do with the occult. That's why they first sent me to Clemente. I was barely 13 at that time. The doctors there tried everything to cure me of these delusions. They ran electricity through my body, filled me up with pills, pricked and prodded and drove things through my skull. These treatments drained the color from my life. They broke me. My fragile mind was not built to undergo such pain. I had trouble speaking and adjusting to everyday life for months after that. But I stopped seeing the numbers. And for a while, all was well. But you can only suppress things for so long. Soon, the numbers came back. Not even the pills I was taking could help me. At 16, I was seeing them clearer and more frequently than before. Tree, tree, tree. You are now in the master's hands. 422. They have heard your call.
And what about 444?
It's not so loud. They might hear us. Never take the broken number for granted. It's the mark of murder. My master's will that a life must be taken.
Is that what happened to your sister?
I didn't want to kill her, okay? I love Ashley. She was beautiful. She didn't deserve a fate like this. But the numbers were marked on her forehead with flame. They kept calling out to me, and they would not be denied. And now, my hands will always be stained with her blood.
Oh, what about Reverend Yeo? Was he marked too?
Yes, but I failed to kill him. This has displeased my master.
Who is this master of yours?
You are not worthy to know him.
Okay. Now, tell us about your photo, Amelia. What led you to take it?
There was a chapter in Hashtag Authentic. It told me the numbers all around me were being sent by celestial forces. Angels. And I wanted to see them. So much. And there was a way to do this. Using numeric revelation, I converted a broken number into an aperture speed. I didn't really believe it would work, but the results, you can see for yourself. I'd never been so terrified in my entire life. Seeing that was what had been sending me all those numbers, and I knew that by capturing its image, I had attracted its attention. It was not long before I would be made to murder again. So I fled home. My plan was to pack and flee somewhere far, far away.
But you ended up back in Clemente.
Yes. I made the mistake of telling my parents about what happened. They saw the terror in my eyes. They remembered the death of their other daughter. And my father already had a bad reputation. After Hogan, many people said he wasn't fit to be a police officer. And if they learned he had a daughter who saw angels, he'd never hear the end of it. So they sedated me and put me in Clemente. I was there for over a year while my parents did everything they could to cover up my disappearance.
What did they do to you?
The doctors only knew one way of curing me. The electroshocks, treatments, and surgeries that have worked so well in the past. Most of those were now considered cruel and outdated. But they didn't know what else to do. The treatments broke my mind and my body. I tried to escape. I snuck out of my ward several times and I tried to call out for help, but nothing worked.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but if you were confined to Clemente, how did you get out?
That was thanks to the master. It was only a matter of time before he found me. The broken number manifested again, through Matthew. He was my only friend at the Institute, another poor soul who saw ghosts and visions. The broken number kept manifesting in his artwork. Day after day, it was clear what my master wanted. I attacked him and poured pain down his throat. And then there was the doctor who was treating me. He was always tapping his pen, always four times. 444. The numbers could not be denied. I gouged his eyes out and stabbed him in the throat, all with his pen. It seemed almost poetic. And I have to admit, after all he had put me through, all his horrible treatment he'd prescribed me, it was the one death I enjoyed causing.
Oh. After you attacked the doctor, what did you do?
In the chaos of the attack, I managed to escape the Institute. Finally, I was free. But my only thought was to get home. Big mistake. My parents caught me. They restrained me.
Wait. Are you telling me that after all that, Inspector Ong kept me prisoner?
In some ways, I can't blame him. He knew what I was capable of. For the last few weeks, my parents locked me in their basement. Or they figure out what to do. They treated me very badly. To them, I was no longer their daughter. The true Amelia Ang had died years ago, and I was a demon possessing a body. I put up with everything they did. I could have escaped anytime I wanted, but I was just biding my time. And yesterday, I struck.
What do you mean?
I made my parents pay for what they did, for everything they had put me through. Oh, don't worry. You'll hear about it in due time.
Oh. You said you were biding your time. Biding for what?
Isn't it obvious? For you, of course.
Excuse me?
Episode 522 of your podcast.
I'm sorry. I don't get you.
522, the number of Raphael, the deliverer. In my hands, you are set free. Why do you think I sent you the photo?
No, I don't understand.
The numbers never lie, and they tell me you are my salvation. 522 is your old house number in Johor. Your theme music, 5 beats, then 2, then 2. It's in the middle of your IC number. My friend Wing Kwan introduced me to your podcast, and every time I listen, I only heard that number. And then I found out who your mother was.
Please, don't mention her.
How could it be a coincidence? Madame Yigai Leong of the Hogan Lihua Brotherhood, whose healing hands could cleanse souls of supernatural affliction.
I have nothing to do with that stupid cult she formed.
Both of us bound by fate, all in the numbers. But I cannot carry this duty anymore. Cleanse me.
No!
I answered all your questions. Now fulfill your end of the bargain. Is it my eyes you want? Just say the word.
Holy shit! Is that a knife?
Cleanse me! It's the master's will.
What the hell are you doing? Put that down!
Cleanse me! It's the master's will!
No!
Cleanse me! Cleanse me!
Oh shit! Oh shit! Oh shit! Are you okay?
Now you've done it. Now you've done it. You've let them in now. They're all here.
Oh my God, you're bleeding. Hold on.
You see them now, don't you? 333. You are in the hands of the master now.
This can't be real. This can't be real. Hello, hello. Hello, 999. I need to... You.
Behold, the master in his glory. I'm unworthy to be in your presence. I'm weak and I failed you. But this one...
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the After Dark Halloween special series, The Haunting of Amelia Ang. This episode was produced by Zag Studios and directed by Abi Manyu, with script adaptation by Terence Toh, sound design by Kale, and Abi Manyu, Charles Roberts, and Grace Ding as associate producers. Additional consultation was provided by JJ Kwan, Mei Yin Kwat, and Liana Sulaiman. The cast for this episode features Catherine Rose Liao as Samantha and Jolene Kwok as Amelia Ang. Finally, the After Dark Halloween special series, The Haunting of Amelia Ang, is an original MediaCorp production developed in partnership with Wattpad Webtoon Studios. Your executive producers are Barry Toh and Simone Lam from MediaCorp, and Aaron Levitz, David Madden, and Dexter Wrong from Wattpad Webtoon Studios. Reproduction of any material associated with the podcast is strictly prohibited without the express written consent of MediaCorp. We hope to see you again as we continue the story in the next episode of After Dark.